Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Wooden Bridge in County Wicklow was the picturesque setting for a significant speech given by the Irish Parliamentary Party leader and MP John Redmond on the 20th of September 1914. The repercussions of his words echoed around Ireland and led to divisions amongst those who would and wouldn't enlist to fight. Dermot Maleady is an historian and biographer of John Redmond.
Well, we're standing in this beautiful spot, which is the valley of the River Avoca. We're standing under an oak tree in the middle of Wooden Bridge Golf Course. And that golf course has been here since 1884, so it was already 30 years here when Redmond made this speech.
Wicklow volunteers, in spite of the peaceful happiness and beauty of the scene in which we stand, remember this country at the moment is in a state of war. And the duty of the manhood of Ireland is twofold. Its duty is at all costs to defend the shores of Ireland from foreign invasion. It has a duty more than that, of taking care that Irish valor proves itself on the field of war, as it has always proved itself in the past.
The political landscape, from an Irish nationalist point of view, had never been more hopeful in 1914. The Home Rule Bill had been passing through Parliament for three successive sessions. The only cloud on the horizon in all this was that all of the Irish Unionists had announced their opposition to it, but the most militant opposition had come from Ulster. King George had signed the Government of Ireland Act, together with a suspensory act, which suspended the operation of the Home Rule Act for 1 year or until the end of the war, whichever came later. One can imagine the huge sense of accomplishment that Redmond felt. He had driven from London to Holyhead in his motor car. He made his way straight to his home in the heart of the Wicklow Mountains at Ochavanna. As he came to Wooden Bridge, he happened to notice a muster of the East Wicklow Volunteers. The Irish National Volunteers had been founded the previous November 1913 in response to the increasing mobilisation of the Ulster Volunteer Force. To a seasoned military observer, they would have looked like a pretty raw force. Most of them would have been carrying wooden sticks. Possibly some of them had wooden replica guns. Redmond left his car, walked into the golf course, simply collected his thoughts and delivered a speech.
I am glad to see such magnificent material for soldiers around me. And I say to you, go on drilling and make yourself efficient for the work. And then account for yourselves as men, not only in Ireland itself, but wherever the firing line extends, in defense of right, of freedom, and religion in this war.
When he made the Wooden Bridge speech, there were two motives at the back of his mind. One was the debt of honour argument, which he had mentioned. Ireland now owed it to the British democracy to support them in the war effort. The other motive was his hope that as Irish soldiers were going to fight and die at each other's side, in other words, soldiers from Ulster and soldiers from Nationalist Ireland, their union in the field may lead to a union in their home, and that their blood may be the seal that will bring all Ireland together in one nation. Now, it was a very ambitious hope. Even then it would have seemed a naive hope. It's not clear to what extent Redmond himself really believed it, but on the day it went down very well. The aftermath was a little different, to say the least. By that stage there were around about 180,000 members of the Irish National Volunteers. Immediately after Wooden Bridge, companies of volunteers began to meet, and there was fevered debate going on all through the month of October. By late October, a total of 158,360 volunteers supported Redmond. 94% of the volunteers. The majority force was then called the National Volunteers, whereas the minority called themselves the Irish Volunteers. Looking back, we can see that the Wooden Bridge speech was part of a great gamble that Redmond had taken at the beginning of the war. We can never be sure exactly how many Irishmen would not have enlisted in the British Army had Redmond not made that speech. We must remember that the war was extremely popular in nationalist Ireland. There was a huge wave of sympathy with Catholic Belgium, a small Catholic country. Irish nationalists could very readily identify with that. So it's very likely that large numbers of Irishmen would have signed up for the war effort, even without Redmond's Wooden Bridge speech.
Wooden Bridge in County Wicklow. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.